Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at bbsradio.com. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. 2 hours, nonstop, free psychic readings for the listening audience. Get your pencil out. I'll give you the toll-free numbers for the USA and Canada. And they're also all over the front page of the website. If you're at the website, they're right on the front page. They're on my website. They're everywhere. Okay, toll-free in the USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada is 1-888-810-8322. And you can dial direct if you like. If you got a direct, the direct line is 530-876-3222. Hello, caller.
Hello, Michael. How are you? It's Hi. Marie in Southern Ontario.
Marie from Southern Ontario.
Yes.
Okay, good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How do I sound?
You sound like you're alive.
I sound loud and clear.
Yep, you sound good.
Yeah, good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You heard me read before. I think I recognize your voice, so...
Yes.
Let's just jump into your reading and see where we head with it, all right?
Okay.
Okay, bear with me, because I'm in a new location now. I think I have an office back, which is going to make a big difference in my life. And my wife and I turned like a little crawl space into an office. And so far, it's good. So the folks are going to see a lot more of me, is what I'm trying to say, because now I can go on at times where I couldn't go on before. Okay, so I might, the acoustics might sound a little different. I might even be off a little bit today because I'm very picky about my work area when I'm working spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And so bear with me. If I sound a little strange, it's because of, like I said, I'm in a different area. Okay, Marie. All right, let's see. You're making my head spin for some reason. You got a lot going on, or you will have. Or you're in the middle of some type of turmoil or drama or something new going on in your life, or maybe I'm getting an up and a down effect with this. I want to go to family with this for some reason.
Okay.
And I'm also going to mom. I'm hearing mom with this. I'm feeling that one thing I want to do is stay balanced and everything. I don't want to get too upset or too aggravated over one particular thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Do your best to not get too upset or go overboard with an issue, especially if it's with family or loved ones. Moderation and everything is very important. I want to... And if you can focus on that, things would very quickly seem to get better. And you would feel much better, too. So whatever you do between now and the end of May, focus on balance and moderation and meditation. As the spirit keeps saying, meditation is very important at this time for you. And... it does feel different reading in a different area. It's going to take a while, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, I'll just give you that feedback. You're doing fine.
Doing good?
Yeah, you're right bang on.
Good.
That was one of my questions I was going to ask you, but you're right bang on. So there's your confirmation. So you're picking up on it without me asking.
Okay. And we're starting to notice that I'm doing a lot more readings, that it's not so much about prophecy or accuracy either with me. A lot of the channeler is coming out of me now, and there may be a message that makes no sense at all, but will within a certain amount of time. And it might not be accuracy or prophecy. It might just be a message or a feeling or an idea. So we're going to start pushing this whenever I appear, because it's becoming obvious that there is some channeling going on. Not just so much fortune-telling or prophesizing. Okay, so as we balance more in different levels through attitude and spiritually, mentally, physically, there's going to be an improvement. Everything involved is going to become much more controllable and understandable. So it lies directly in, I feel, you getting a grip or becoming more focused, and that's where the recovery and the healing starts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and there's also, I'm feeling, Spirit is saying, tell it is a lucky break coming, right? I keep hearing lucky.
What does this mean, Michael?
Well, let's see what happens throughout the reading. It may go in another direction, connecting, but I'm hearing a lucky break. Like I'm in the right place at the right time, or I say the right thing at the right time, or that there's just, I'm feeling like a spontaneous, or like a, almost like it was guided situation. Like I'm meeting somebody, or bumping in, or I'm hearing, or somebody's saying something to me, or giving me a heads up, or connecting me. I'm just in the right place at the right time and hearing the right thing. And I want to be alert, and I want to follow through. So if you're looking or striving or trying to accomplish, and you do hear something, and you say, well, you may be feeling like maybe it won't wash out, I won't follow through. But if there is some type of heads up or warning or check this out, follow through on it. Because you may tend to lay down on it or blow it off, you know. Because I'm feeling like it's spirit sent. There's a lucky streak or a helping hand or even some clarity being sent to you, and you're gonna like bump into it. Sudden setback. I feel like it might have been like a sudden setback or a glitch that came out of nowhere, maybe. Or I feel like I just went through it, or I'm going through it now. Like it might have been a surprise or sudden, or and it kind of like set me back a little bit. And I'm gonna get through that. I'm gonna get right through that. Any sudden setbacks or anything that I've been going through. Well, actually, it was more of a lesson and growth. There was growth involved here. It was given to you in a way, if there was something that you're going through. And I'm not really getting, like, drama or upset. I'm feeling very mentally, emotionally and mentally very spinning and confused or nervous. And,
no, I think I'm more grounded now. I think I have to agree with that. Maybe
I think it was
a couple of months ago, but now I would say coming out of it. So
yeah. And
more grounded, more focused.
Okay. Not so much you, and an event that can cause this, and it could be what you just went through. It could be, seeing that it was only a couple of months ago, and that. And the growth, it's probably connected to what you just came out of, too, and the growth that you got out of it, because they were going into growth, and that it was lessons, and it was given to you basically as a lesson and a blessing, and that there was growth involved and growth coming out of it. And what I think it is a series of things, and now you're in the other end of it, and in recovery and rebuilding in different direction. And you're kind of, like I said before, you're going to be like in the right place at the right time, and you're going to be able to accomplish some things that maybe you couldn't have done before or a while back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So because of what you went through and the experiences leading up to now, something comes through that allows you to do something that you can do now but you couldn't do before. And I don't know if it's because of physical circumstances or they were mental or emotional, but there was something you couldn't have done before that you're going to be able to do now, and it's because of the things you've been through, and you're in the right place at the right time. So,
is that like a job, do you think, Michael? Or is it money coming to me?
I want to go to actually everything in your life, just a basic moving forward.
Wow.
And taking advantage of different things, new things in your life,
mm-hmm.
that weren't there before or couldn't have been dealt with. You know what I mean? Like there was a change with you. And you're going to reap the awards of the change of what you went through. The after effects were blessings and lessons that you pass. Okay. I want to go to family too. There's a lot of family stuff here. There was healing
mm-hmm.
in the family. Did that make sense? There was.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, because it was a lot of it was all family oriented and.
Well, it is. It's family oriented, totally.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah, and there were some closures and healings and different things like this and. The sum total is there's a harmony and peace coming into you, into the situation. So I don't know what it is now, but it's either better or going to get better or the beginning stages of better. So keep that in mind.
Very good.
There's a cycle of peace and harmony, and it's within the family and the heart and the emotions and the mind. So.
That was another question I was going to bring up to you, so you're hitting them right on. Thank you. Because it's been hard, and I rose above. I finally said enough is enough, and I took control, and in taking control, I stepped back.
That's exactly what I've been...
Mm-hmm. Totally in line with what you're saying.
That's exactly what I've been trying to say, but I say it the way they say it to me, and
mm-hmm.
it gets a little, you know, but you're hitting right on, too, and... Now, and again, it goes out to everything, family, work, business, money, anything basically that you involve yourself in or are connected to.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, moderation and focus. There may be a little back and forth for a little while longer.
Mm-hmm.
So the more moderated you are and balanced, the better off you'll be.
Mm-hmm.
And the more success you'll have. So. In other words, don't let no flare-ups get out of control. And, you know what I mean? And know when to pace yourself, watch your energy, watch your temper, this type of thing. And you'll get right through it. You'll continue to move forward.
Do you see inheritance or unexpected money coming to me?
You know, there's a hint of it, but it's really at the end of May, and I'm not even sure how or why. I just know that it's an increase and an upgrade financially. I'm also being told that it's going to involve paperwork. I say business or work, but there's paperwork and communications there. And I'm also being delivered the information, too. So somebody is coming to me with this and delivering it. So that would also tie into the courts and the judgments and settlements and also some type of, you know, I'm hearing something. If something comes through, would you move or buy something? Because
I would. I'd buy a house. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm feeling at the end of May, middle of May, end of May, that there is something with either property or real estate or moving or doing something with the home. So that's an indicator, too, that things are moving forward for you.
Would it come through family? Would it be through my father? Or is it through my husband's family? because my husband was in an affluential family, and I'm wondering if something is coming through him, even though he's passed away.
I'm hearing visiting, connecting with the people involved. Does that make sense? Would it come from an area where you can visit and mingle with these people? Or, you know what
no.
I mean? Would it cause you to visit them or them visit you or to do something together once it was active or involved? Does that make
no,
sense?
No, I Does that make on my sense? Father's side, my stepmother has remarried, so I don't see her. My father's passed away, and on my husband's side, he's passed away, and I don't see family.
Because I because with the real estate and the moving and whatever's going on in the home, I'm getting journeys also. Like I'm going somewhere to see someone and visit someone, and then they're kind of like repaying it, or it creates something where they come and see me. There's a bond, and there's an interacting, but this happens after the money gets better. And whatever it is I want to do in the home is on its way.
Wow.
So.
Wow, it makes no sense to me at all, Michael. But, I mean, you're picking it up.
I'm getting an increase in finances, and the money is expanding. And then after that, there is something going on with the home, either relocating or doing something. So you have to let it unfold.
Mm-hmm.
When
I have a friend in the hospital that I'm very concerned about,
you took it right
and I'm wondering
off the tip of my
if
tongue.
You can tell me about her. Pardon?
I was just going to go. You took that right off the tip of my tongue. I was just going to go to a friend in the hospital or somebody close to you in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So now everybody's saying, oh, yeah, I bet. But I am feeling there was a health issue, and it's an illness, and I feel like it was close to me in my heart, and they're all giving me active and strong treatment, hospital doctors, so they're either in the hospital or they're going back and forth, and I'm leaning towards better and improving, so I'm feeling good about it, a little bit better. I'm not feeling like it gets worse, or I just feel that things start going well for the person that we're feeling and talking about, so... You must be very close to this person because there's a certain amount of wear and tear on you because of it.
Well, emotionally wear and tear. I've been asked to stay away. Everybody's been told to stay away right now. And being told to stay away is emotionally, because
yeah.
She's like a sister to me. But her daughter did say, please,
yeah,
no calls, don't go for now because it's serious.
Yeah, and it's kind of really, I want to keep an eye on that because it may even... Like I said, take it wear and tear on me or really bother me more than normal or than I should allow. So be aware of that and on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am feeling I'm feeling good news. I'm hearing good news with it, so I'll leave you with that on that. All right. Let me give you some numbers and I'll
can
let
I
you
just
go.
Ask one last question before you go to the numbers? There's this man that I just met. And I think we're kind of like fighting cats and dogs.
Mm.
And I'm wondering if you could just make a comment on that.
I can't make a comment on that, but I do know that you mentioned earlier that you were much more balanced and grounded. And I agree with you, but I do feel that it's being compromised. And it's because of relationship and a few other things. And what I would do is I would focus more on grounding myself and becoming more focused and letting everything else take a back burner, the friend in the hospital and the male friend.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm really not getting anything on that, but I am getting stress that is coming from these areas. So I would worry more about that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that you're... overloaded or in danger, but I am feeling that it's being compromised, and now is the time to take that walk or take that bubble bath or go meditate.
Absolutely.
And this is screaming at me. Tell her to worry about that before she worries about other things. So
thank you.
So let me give you these numbers, and maybe you'll hit the big one or something, or where you can catch a numerologist here at BBS. Give the numbers to a numerologist here at BBS, and you'll get another reading.
Amen.
So, all right. Anyway, Marie, you got a 10, a 14, a 4, and 11.
Wow.
Okie dokie.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marie. Good luck with everything.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, everybody, if you're just joining us, my name is Michael Goger, and I'm doing nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. And my show is Your Inner Thoughts. Call me and you'll find out why. Okay, toll free, I'll give the number out one more time. It's toll free, USA. It's 1-877-876-5227. That's USA. And toll free in Canada is 1-888-810-8322. And I have a caller. I'll go to the call. Welcome to the show, caller.
Hi, Michael. This is Nancy from Washington.
Nancy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic.
I am so busy. I don't have a chance to think. I don't ever remember being this busy in my life, even when I was a youngster.
Wow. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
At the age of
50. As long as you're not too busy.
Sometimes I wonder. But I enjoy it, and it's a good thing, so.
That's good.
And I have a lot of good people helping me. I want to mention her name, too, Shailene Bassett. If you're listening, girl, thank you. I don't say it enough to you.
Oh.
And to the runt, she was with me through the old days, riding through chat rooms and doing readings, and still with me. So, Ron, thank you. You two girls have kept me going. And without you, I wouldn't be doing this. So, all right, Nancy. We'll get to see them, too, because Nancy asked me what's new, and I can make you a guest on my show. Say, what's new, Michael?
What's new?
All right, I'm going to start having guests.
Are you really?
Yes. And I worried about it because everybody wants the readings. And I said, how am I going to do this? I just don't want to do nonstop readings. I always wanted to either help somebody or show somebody's what they're doing for the world.
Well, that would be great.
You know, some kind of a hero or a light worker or a new idea or a charity. And so I figured, the way of fitting it in, I'm going to start doing half-hour segments. And I'll do it at 2, from 2 to 2:30, and then I'll jump right back into readings again.
Well, I think that'll be great, because I love hearing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do
an hour of nonstop readings, and then a guest for 30 minutes, and then finish off with another 20 minutes of quick readings.
Well, I think that's a good plan.
Yeah, and I am working on making the readings a little shorter, where I can keep it like 10 minutes each, and that's it, or even 5 minutes someday.
Uh-huh.
If I talk fast enough, I can give a lot of info in 5 minutes, so. And my first guest will be next week. It's going to be Belinda Bentley. She's a psychic medium and a movie producer and actress, and she's going to read me for a few minutes, and then we're going to talk about her realm and what's going on in her life.
Oh, how exciting.
And then the week after that, I'm going to have a lady that is starting a group for family members of the mentally ill. If you have a family member and you're a caregiver and somebody is suffering from mental illness, the parents and the caregivers can get together and network and help each other.
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
Yeah, because there's a lot out there, especially with mental health, and there's a lot of people don't know about it, and I'd like to just bring it out and showcase it and get it out there.
Oh, definitely.
And this lady, she's a Reiki master, and she's got a bachelor's in writing, and she's into the healthcare field, and so... And she also has a family member, like I have a family member. And, I think the energy is going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to getting the messages out there.
Oh, definitely.
Yep. All right, Nancy. Let's see. Is there anything you want me to focus on? Because I just don't want to keep giving you a rep. I can jump into a general reading, but I don't want to keep repeating myself. And
well, I want to know if my health is going to be getting any better and if there's a different situation with my husband and I.
First, right off the bat, I'm hearing health and family. I'm getting blessed with it. I'm feeling health is going to improve. I am feeling within the home it's getting. I'm headed towards balance and harmony. I keep hearing tell her it's going to be peaceful, and there's health and there's strength, and it's due to family. So, and I also feel that there's a hint of a new baby. Is any of your children or relatives?
You told me that last month, and I could not figure out what you were talking about. We just got news that my husband's 44-year-old brother, his wife is expecting.
Oh, good.
And I was going to tell you that today, too.
See, that's a validation.
Because you were so right, and I kept on thinking, hoo, 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 hoo.
See,
and, you know,
right.
There you go.
I was right on the money.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Your mom passed, Nancy?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Close to you for some reason. Have you been feeling her around you, or...?
Well, I've been trying to communicate with her. Sometimes I feel her and I do hear, but then there's when I get really stressed out and I'm really in a lot of pain, I can't focus, so it comes and goes.
Right. She's there. She's feeling you, trying to reach her. Are you really validating this? I mean, you actually been trying to...
Yes.
She's saying, because tell her I'm hearing it. She's getting through.
Oh, good.
She's getting through. And she keeps saying it over and over, and it's your mom. And she's saying, ask her who did she think it was. There must have been times where you felt that there was a connection.
Yeah.
Because she says, ask her who do you think she thinks it was. She's kind of joking around.
Uh-huh.
But, all right, I'm hearing, sending my love, so I'm sending my love, and... was she a practical joker or?
No.
Problems or?
She was very quiet, almost like a wallflower.
She had some. Was there an ongoing condition with her that maybe plagued her in the last few years? Or she's making me feel like I'm not a problem no more, or. Well, the problem I had, I don't have to worry about. There was something...
Yeah, she started... her dementia really acted up. She lived with me for the last 6 years, and she started really...
Oh.
I mean, my husband and I went without sleep for, like, 2.5 years taking care of her.
Okay, because this is what she's saying. She's saying that she's so happy not being a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
It must have bothered her, or she knew.
It probably did, knowing her. We tried never to let her know.
Yeah, because she keeps saying, tell her, I'm so happy here. I'm just so happy not being a problem or a burden.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's sending her love. She's a little worried about the new baby, too. And if, I don't know how close you guys are, but if there's something developing, maybe, you know, this might be one of high-profile pregnancy. Maybe you want to, whoever's involved, stay on top of it.
Okay.
Because I think she says something with the pregnancy and her. This must be a family member coming back. There's something special about this baby.
Oh.
So, because she knows about it and she's connected. Well, it would be her great-grandchild, right?
Mm.
No.
It's on my husband's side.
Right, okay. This is your mom. Okay, I see what you're saying.
But I know my dad's passed, and I know he's been talking about coming back.
Mm.
And he says that we will know when it's him.
Mm. Interesting. This could be, because she keeps pointing to this baby.
Oh, my God.
And she's saying, I'm connected to this baby. So, okay. Well, she's letting that through. Again, in the home, I feel like things are definitely going to improve. There's a lot going on in the family. I think we talked about this last week with family moving around, worldly type thing, in and out of states, overseas, water. Everything looks good there. It's going to continue to be interesting. I'm not feeling anything tough with this. Actually, it's good for the family. It's worldly. A lot of knowledge, a lot of connections, a lot of... I feel confident and cocky, like I can take on the world. So as much as it hurts not being with each other or together, you're getting blessings that are going to come in handy later on. So this is a good thing. Also... something needs to be some kind of a habit or a lifestyle or too much sugar or salt. Something needs to be let alone or left alone or more exercise. I'm getting a lecture here from Spirit. I don't know if it's you or your hubby or some just kind of like check your lifestyle a little bit.
Okay.
There may be something in the diet that's aggravating things too. Did you say you had a problem? There was a problem, or with your health, or?
Yeah, I have multiple problems.
Okay.
And diabetes is one of them.
Okay. There, the diet is aggravating something.
Okay.
And not it might not be because you're doing it on purpose. It might be out of you just don't know, but you might want to reexamine your diet.
Okay.
Because there's something there that's aggravating your condition. And if it's reversed, it could be a big improvement. So,
okay.
I feel like I want to go to somebody with this, like something I eat with my hubby or someone, or when I'm with someone, or because of, it's like I don't just kind of like look at your diet a little bit. And, kind of ponder on what could be eliminated or improved or kind of like match mood to the diet.
To what I eat, okay.
You know, back and forth. So I kind of feel worse when I eat this, and it'll give you like an indicator. Okay. Other than that, everything looks good. At the home, I'm feeling good about it. I feel like I'm dwelling on the home right now, and I'm putting a lot of love and energy into it, and I want it to be better and happier, and I'm going to get that. It's going to be given to me. And then there's a lot of news from family and activity, and I kind of like, it's going to be like a natural progression. Now all of a sudden things are better in relationship and in the home, and then the family gets busy and active, and from there it just continues to grow for you, Nancy. I'm not getting any major warnings or panics or anything like that.
God bless you, Michael.
Yep, I do see your health improving or getting better, or you're getting information that makes it better for you and stronger. And things in the home are getting more balanced. Tell her it's going to get more balanced, I'm hearing.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Communicate in your sleep with Mom, because she said there was a lot of connections there in sleep. She's saying, tell her I'll meet her in her sleep. So you might not know it or aware of it, but there was some going communicating with your mom and you while you were sleeping.
Okay.
So.
That makes
sense. Okay, and I'll give you some numbers.
Okay.
Okay, I got a 3, 21, 9, 15. Okay, Nancy?
Okay, thank you, Michael, and you have a great day.
Okay, you too.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself. God bless. Okay, everybody. You're listening to Your Inner Thoughts with Michael Goger at BBS Radio. If you ever thought about having a radio show, now's the time. There may be a waiting list developing, so get on it now. Email Don at bbsradio.com. You can have your own radio show. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Welcome to my world.
Thank you so much.
What is your first name?
Rosemary. I'm from Chicago.
Roseanne from Chicago.
Rosemary.
Rosemary from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Welcome to the show, Rosemary.
Well, this is my first time. I just happened to tune into BBS, and
wow.
My, you sound like pretty cool.
Thank you. Do I sound good? I often wonder how I sound.
Sound very, very good.
I'm going to start listening to my shows and taping them, maybe. I never heard myself read. I don't. Maybe a few times here or there. But, Rosemary, thank you. And how's Chicago doing?
We are having the most beautiful spring day. It is so welcome.
Wow. Isn't it gorgeous here, too? It's going to be like 81, I think. 80, 81. Upstate New York. And it's welcomed. If you look at the electric bill and the fuel bill,
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah. Okay, Rosemary, so you heard me read.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll jump into your reading.
Okay.
What made you just decided to come online and go surfing radio sites?
I just recently joined VBS, and I've been listening to some of the various people on the shows.
Oh, okay. You were on a VBS show?
No, I've just been listening, and I just decided to call in.
Oh, okay. Good. So, it's an awesome radio station.
It really, really is. They're doing a great service.
I cannot say enough about Don and Doug and the staff here at BBS and the whole entire energy. The whole realm of BBS is fantastic. I mean, we got like 78 talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are very educated, PhDs, doctors, counselors, readers of all kinds, high-quality readers, and unique music, never before heard music, new artists. It's really, I'm very, very happy here. I'm going to be here the rest of my life, I hope, or until they say get out of here.
Well, just the opportunity to let a little more light in things is quite nice.
Yes.
I mean,
you're
just kind of, I've got a friend that's a certified animal communicator, and I've learned more from her teaching me how to listen to my pets than I ever thought I could.
See? Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
And she's a sweetheart. She works for the police department.
Yeah? Wow. Is she? And she's a host here at the BBS?
No, she's not.
Oh.
She just does this because that's what she does.
Okay.
And she raises show dogs.
Oh,
she finds out which ones want to win.
Oh.
And lets the other ones do as they please.
Oh, that's it.
And just be happy pets.
Okay. And she's an animal communicator.
Yeah.
Very good.
And they're certifying that nowadays, and it's really a needed service.
Yeah. I used to watch one, Sonia. You ever hear of Sonia?
Mm-hmm.
She was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
And I was hypnotized by her. I taped everything she did. And and I myself pick up on pets from time to time. I don't really go after it, but if they come in, I relay what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rosemary, let's jump into your reading. It's very interesting. I'm getting almost like a mystic type thing with you. Are you involved in metaphysics and spirituality? Or?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very, very powerful, strong. I'm getting clairvoyance. I'm hearing clairvoyant.
Mm-hmm. Most of my life, I will tell this to you because some people may need to hear it. I've always, even as a young child, gone down and sung to the earth. And that's a phrase that some may know and some may not. But it's like listening. And it's like sharing, and it's, she's a real and a living entity, and she will listen, and she will provide if you ask.
Right. Very interesting. And it's been many lifetimes for you, too. So you were, this is part of who you are, and what you are, and what you will be, so.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a clairvoyance. I'm feeling like I may want to spend a little more time spiritually or focus on some type of a new meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Or spend a little more time. I feel like I'm going to do something new or change something spiritually. It's either my visualizations or my meditations But there is there's a spiritual practice that I'm thinking about, or I am in the middle of changing it a little bit. And I want to spend some quiet time with this and focus on it. So if that does start or begin to happen, you'll know why and what it's all about. It's to refocus and to kind of like reformat a spiritual practice or thought. Or
yes, in my work, I'm finding that I don't have the time to expand things. I need to coalesce bring it forward so it can be acknowledged, recognized, released, and moved through.
Right. And I'm feeling that. That's basically what I'm feeling. It's almost like you might want to set aside maybe even 15 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
It would be beneficial to go along with the talent and the energy that's there for maximum, you know what I mean? And I'm also hearing that. Did you just meet somebody, or fall in love, or get married, or?
Oh, and that's the love of my life. 7 years ago, and he still is the love of my life.
Okay, so that was this ain't that. Is there something? Is there an anniversary or something significant with your relationship and him?
Every day is that anniversary day.
I'm feeling that. But I don't want to be cliche and vague, so there's something special about a relationship or a love affair right now. So emotions and a connection, and it's very spiritual, very karmic. I'm validating that you are with the love of your life, your soulmate, if there is such a thing, or twin soul, but he is it. I'm also feeling something significant, like it might be something new, or an anniversary, or a memory, or between now and the end of May. So,
end of May. What I believe happened is, marriages go through cycles, and it's like in 7 years, instead of growing apart, he decided to fall deeper in love with me. What a blessing!
I'm getting a gift too, so I'm leaning toward maybe him giving you a surprise or a gift or something special. So. And like I said, I usually try to keep my readings between now and 30 days. So you go into like between now and the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of a gift or a blessing coming from him, a little above and beyond. And I'm also getting a new baby thing going on here too. It might not be you. I pick up on people around you too, relatives and associates, coworkers, neighbors, family.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have a new soul coming in.
Cool.
They're just rocking a new baby. It's either between now and the end of May, somebody talking about it or saying, guess what, or right up until the actual birth, really, so anything in between. But there's just a new baby energy starting. So. And I'm getting a pickup in an expansion of friendships and social activities are going to become active between now and the end of May and also expand. So there's some new people and new things going on there for you. And I'm hearing romance of a lifetime. So there is something very special about you and your better half. So not only friends, but lovers and destiny. And it's just, I'm feeling like it's, like you said, it's romance of a lifetime.
Yeah, he should have seen his aura in France when I told him. He was back coming, he was late coming back from shopping, and I was with his family at church. And I looked at him and I said, honey, if you'd been any later, I would have checked into the convent and stayed there. He turned bright red. It was a past life memory.
That's good. But, you guys are meant to be together. There's something very magical about it and very special. So.
Mm-hmm.
And spiritual, too. I don't know if he has the same, is he like-minded with you in metaphysics and spiritual matters? Or, if there isn't, there may be. In the future and down the road, there may be a joining of ideals and thoughts, and they might even start maybe even practicing together or whatever it is that you're into. So I'm just getting a joining of the spiritual abilities between the two of you.
I've always asked to have someone who would take my back, because I tend to be a bit foolhardy.
Right.
I shouldn't, but I do.
I'm I'm also feeling, are you going, is there a new job starting or a new business? You're starting some kind of a project or physical, something connected to business or money? I'm getting a startup or something new. And
I've been contemplating it, Michael. I really have, but just not quite. I've had some health issues right now, and that's one of the reasons why I did call. I know that it will work out.
Right. I'm surrounded with it. I feel fantastic about it, and I'm getting growth and success, and I'm getting very green, and I'm getting very wholesome and holistic, and it's just wonderful, and I'm happy with it, and it's who I am, and I want to do this, and I want to run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find that there's going to start being some activity with it, phone calls and mail back and forth, and
yes,
and business and paperwork, and you're going to start seeing these things increasing, and it's like you're manifesting, and it's just going to happen and take off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing good news with it, good news, and it's the beginning of a successful, very successful project. So do start it and run with it.
I sure will.
I'm getting a, and also it leads to a change with me, a positive, welcome change. I'm becoming more philosophical, and I'm becoming more focused in spirit and mind and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like maybe the money or the business would do the opposite, but if for some reason I feel like it goes in that direction and becomes more of a spiritual, philosophical, would the business be something with holistic or entertainment or doing something for this type of energy to it, or is it more just business or something?
I probably believe it's going to be business. My first order had been to make some of these changes, and the next order is to be strong enough to do them, and then to go do them.
Because I feel like I do it, and it's good for me, and it changes me. It makes me more, more whole, more in tune, more aware.
Well, we're still being aware of. This is when you start doing meta-psychology, not just the bits and pieces that we're presenting, but taking it into logic, taking it into a pattern, looking at what it will be doing.
Right.
It's amazing. I looked at one gentleman once and we were talking, and I said, so, from what you told me, on Monday through Friday, you take this substance, it's called alcohol, and you're doing it because of other people's behavior. And he looked at me and went, whoa, I can't control anyone, and I don't have to do that.
Oh, so you are a counselor then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm, why didn't you, a bell should have went off, because, and that's what your business will be, counseling and psychology?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm being told. That's what I was, it's all holistic and philosophical, and I'm feeling like you're very talented as a counselor, and have
fair.
A lot to share. You almost need to do this and to go into this, and because you're going to help a lot of people.
Well, if we had known, we would have done better, and if we have the information put before us in a way that we can take it in that's simple and not so highfalutin, I believe we can process it and move on.
And that's true. I keep hearing sacrifice too, and there might have been a was there a friendship that just ended around you, or a situation that was kind of negative and it ended, or you needed to end, or
it needed to end.
What's that?
It needed to end. One of the things we need to teach ourselves and others is that when friendships hold us back and no longer serve who we are, we need to move forward with love and let go.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. Because, okay. So, and now you're ready to move on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
the next stage. So this was something did and then allow you to become what you are now and to move on. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you're going to do.
Yeah. And teaching to let go with love is something that can be taught.
Right. There was a tremendous amount of growth recently
mm-hmm.
with you. Tremendous amount of growth.
Yeah.
And there was what you needed to happen, I'm hearing to tell you. And what you needed to create was created, I'm hearing to tell you. And you're going to be moving forward.
Thank you.
And I'll give you these numbers. I'm getting a 9, 11, 1, and 22 for you.
Okay.
And you have a good day, and thank you for calling the show.
And thank you, and blessings on what you do.
Okay, thank you. And tell your friends about us.
I will. I just think it's so much fun that you can add another perspective and layer of understanding to things. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosemary. I just say what I'm hearing and feeling.
Okay, cool. Great day.
Take care, and thank you. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, the number is on the front page of the website and on my website and the BBS radio site and everywhere you can imagine the phone numbers are. Hi, caller.
Hello, hi. This is Mary from Canada.
Mary from Canada?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thank you.
Are you a regular listener?
I've heard you on Pal Talk.
Oh, okay. Good.
I keep meaning to join the groups, but I haven't joined yet.
Yeah, join the groups and add me to your friends list as Michael_Goger.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Pal Talk and Yahoo Messenger, both. And join MySpace. Add yourself to MySpace if you have one.
I don't. I don't even really know what that is.
Oh, my God, I love it. When I discovered it, I said, I don't know about this. And then I got into it, and I said, wow, this is nice. You go to MySpace.com, and you just take it from there.
Okay.
And what it is, basically, whoever did this is a genius. It's everything in a nutshell. It's a website. It's a messenger. It's an email. It's a friends list. It's a radio. It's fantastic, so...
Yeah.
And a message board. Yeah, it's, I love it. I can't get enough of it, and I recommend it highly to everybody. And if you do have it out there and you do get it, feel free to add me. Okay? And, Mary, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, how's the weather in Canada?
Very lovely.
Good, it's beautiful.
Very spring day today.
Isn't it awesome? I waited and waited. I couldn't wait. Oh. It's going to be in the 80s. Okay, Mary, you heard the show before. You heard me read before. So let me jump into your reading.
Okay.
Okay, I am going right to with finances with you. I don't know if you wanted me to go there, but I'm going there.
Okay.
I don't know if you're looking for a job. I'm definitely getting one, or if you need a raise or a promotion is coming. I feel like that's coming. There's definitely an increase in finances. Now, it could be, I keep hearing a step up and an increase in mail, a letter, something coming through the mail pertaining to finances or an increase in money, so... I'm hearing good news. You can tell her good news, the money. You must have been worried about it or going through some activity with it because there's a lot of it here.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep making me feel like, just let her know we'll get better and she will make it through, okay? And now I want to... But I feel emotionally and mentally and relationship-wise, I feel like there's something sad going on. Or did you just lose someone or something, a split of some kind, a friendship? Or I mean, I'm getting some heaviness and or like something ended or somebody went somewhere. Is it making sense to you?
No.
At all?
No.
No loss of a job or anything dramatic or nothing like that that could be plaguing you right now or on your mind, huh? I could be misinterpreting. Don't rack your brain, or it could be something that pops out later. It's no biggie. I never give negative or bad readings, so even when it sounds like it's scary or bad, it really isn't. You just misunderstanding me. I don't see a need for bringing out bad or negative or sadness. I do see a need for some warnings and some heads up, some flag waving, but I don't see
On things that we can change.
What's that?
On things that we can change, you mean?
Yeah, I'd rather go that direction than blurt out something bad is going to happen. You know what I mean? So you would never get that from me as a reader. I don't see a need for it. I keep feeling like I regretted doing something or something's bothering me. I don't know what this is. I'm just spitting it out. Mary, it might not make sense. Or it could be something that's coming up and between now and the end of May, but I feel like there may be a friendship or a family member. There was an issue and there was a separation, or it could be a neighbor. So be aware if you see something developing, number one. If you see something developing, it could be a little spat that could cause a friendship.
Okay.
To have a problem, or a family member to have a problem. So this could be a heads up that I'm getting also. All right. So if you see it developing, then you can be a step ahead. Now, and with it, I feel like some kind of a regret or past connection to this. It could even be a bad memory that resurfaces and causes some issues. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Something from the past coming back and causing a sadness or or an emotional flare-up. So be on guard for that. If you see it developing, you can stop it. Head it off at the pass. Okay?
Okay.
I want to go kind of to... not so much... I want to go to a co-worker or a friend. Are you working?
Yes.
Okay, is there anything going on at work? It may come from that area. So is there any jealousies or backbiting or... You might want to kind of look out for that, because it may go in that direction. So
okay.
If you see some jealousies or office politics or he said, she said, kind of like stay away from it.
Okay.
Don't get involved, because it could kind of backfire, or you wind up being the bad guy, you wind up the one feeling guilty, or you know what I mean?
All right.
So don't walk into anything like that, and you'll know how to deal with it. Because it could set off a series of regrets and thinking back, and so remember remember that. I do want to be cautious at work. I really do. Do you feel like everything is 100% peachy creamy at work or with associates at work? Or because
I think so.
Are you going through a separation or a divorce or anything like that right now?
No.
No? All right. Okay, don't panic. No, I can feel you panicking. Don't panic on me.
Okay.
I'm not fishing either. Somebody will say, oh, you're fishing. But what I'm feeling is I'm just trying to connect where this unstable interacting goes. And so
okay.
I'm pinpointing it to... neighbors, friends, coworkers, so, and pertaining to, like I said, jealousies or gossip or something like that, so stay away from it.
Okay.
Okay, and, okay, is there any changes going? I keep going to work. I keep going back to work and money. Is there any changes going on at work? Are they relocating you, your office, changing job descriptions, or?
Yeah, I've moved, kind of changed job descriptions.
Okay, so
But not more money.
No. Was it your choosing? I'm getting a feeling there's left a taste in your mouth, or...
Yeah, actually, it was. It was my choosing to
move. It was your... So you're completely happy with the change? Or?
So far, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Because I keep going to work. I keep going to work.
Well, if I could get a job that was closer to my home, I'd take it.
Are you looking, or you got anything out
there?
Yeah,
I keep my eyes open all the time.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Don't be surprised if something comes through. Because it was the first thing I heard the minute we said hello was a new job or a change in the workplace. So I thought it was just changes within the place that you're in. Because I asked you if you were working and looking, and I think you said no, really, so that you were already working. There was a hint of new, so don't be surprised if it does come through. And it would also be a good thing, like you said, closer to home or more money or something like that. Now, I feel like the changes at the workplace where you are or something in the workplace, like I said before, may start getting a little sticky or touchy. So, like I said, if you see that developing, kind of like stay on top of it. And then I'll get away from that. I want to go into something else here. I'm hearing opportunity coming. I got a feeling you may get a contact from something closer to home. I am feeling this.
Okay.
Because I'm hearing opportunity is going to be delivered to you. And I'm going to money and work with this, so I'm just out of curiosity. It'll be interesting to see if it comes through, or even a phone call or a notice of some kind. So, and I'm also feel like I got to sign something. Somebody wants me to sign a contract or commit to something. I don't know if that makes sense or not. I don't know if this is a new job or something in the workplace now, or I'm going to are you signing any big papers, like mortgages, cars, loans?
I was thinking about refinancing.
Refinancing. Okay. This is going to be, I feel like I'm going there, refinancing this type of thing, so I feel that coming. I want to shop around or double check what's being said to me.
Okay.
And I want to read the fine print with anything, big papers that I sign. I want to either have somebody else read it, or I want to read it a couple of times and make sure I know exactly what it means and what I'm committing myself to. Okay, because they're waving this paper and they're saying, make sure she reads this, read this, read this, between now and the end of May. I don't know how soon you wanted to do it, but you may see some activity with that by the end of May. What thoughts of it, or even investigating it, so do read any kind of big papers that you got to sign. Make sure you know what you're signing and where it's going. I'm getting a supervisor, too. Is one of your supervisors a female, or a connection at work, or a boss female? Or I'm getting some type of higher authority, and I feel like it's a female, and she's helping you, coming through with something. I don't know if that makes sense. I'm just relaying it to you. If you're trying for something, or applying for something, or hoping for something, and there's somebody, a female with a little bit of a higher authority or more knowledge involved, I feel like she comes through and she does the right thing.
Okay.
Whatever this means, so just you would know better than me. Or it could be something that happens 3 weeks down the road, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
Have faith in the female friend. I'm trying to get away from work and money, and there's a lot of it with you, so you must professional help too, almost like a doctor or lawyer. Are you looking for an advisor of some kind, a legal or a medical advisor you need, or advice? I feel like I'm going to get the right person for what I need. If you're looking for a lawyer or a doctor or a counselor.
Okay.
Also look for female, and I'm feeling like I'm going to be led to the right person.
Okay.
And so I don't know what that means. I'm just relaying it. And she's very helpful, and she's doing exactly what you went to her to do, and I'm feeling good about it. I keep hearing good, good on the professional help, good on the professional help. It almost feels like a friend energy when you either that's how you found her, or when you first meet her, I feel like there's a connection, almost
okay.
like a friend or a knowing or. So, and you'll know that's the one you're supposed to go to a bond with. So, you know, just keep that in mind, especially between now and the end of May. That's about it, really. Marie, I hope I touched on things you wanted to hear. Or...
I'm just wondering about relationships, if you see anything come in or...
Did one just end not too long ago, or was there somebody that went in and out and faded, or
no?
Did it make sense at all recently, like the last couple of months in the past? Or?
Not really.
No, huh? Interesting. Did you ever lose a better half in spirit? Is there a better half in spirit?
No.
Interesting. I'm feeling there was like a loss of some kind with a better half or a male. And it still lingers there, a memory or the effects of it. It's hard for me to interpret. It's a strange feeling.
Well, I was separated from somebody almost 2 years ago.
I
recently found out that he and his wife just had a baby together.
Oh.
That kind of bothered me. But.
This is what I'm feeling. It bothers you more than you think or you allow, which is a good thing. But it does affect you. And I get a feeling it affects future relationships for some reason, or it might get in the way, or... mentally or emotionally, or kind of like you're still in recovery, or trust issues, or there's a connection to the relationship that ended, and you're creating and enjoying future relationships, and this is something that you might want to explore.
Okay.
I didn't want to get too deep and too personal and.
That's okay. I just wanted basically to know if you saw a relationship coming my way.
Yeah. I don't, but it doesn't mean there's not going to be. But what I do feel is that maybe the reason they're not or not fast enough or not working well enough is because some of the internal processes emotionally and mentally. And you might want to explore that a little. Because
okay.
it could help you bring them in quicker and more peaceful ones, ones that you enjoy, that you're comfortable with and you can relax with. This is how I'm feeling.
Okay.
So even if there was one developing, there would be a need for some quick evaluating, mentally and emotionally. You want to make sure your memories and experiences don't pollute or affect something that could be very beautiful or fun. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to leave that with you.
All right.
And like I said, the money and the work is very active and very changeable here. So keep your eyes open for anything that could turn around on you. Don't get involved in any gossip or rumors or anything like that in the workplace or with money. Be alert to anything you got to sign or agree to. And I do feel the money getting a little bit better for you and work conditions being more of what you want them to be. So, and don't give up on something local coming through because it's a very real possibility.
Okay,
Mary?
Thank you.
I got some numbers. I got a 1 and a 5, a 10, and a 13.
Okay, well, that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay, Mary, I just want to hope I helped you and cleared up a few things for you.
Okay.
You have a good day and take care of yourself.
Bye.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, BBS Radio, it's the best internet radio station on the planet. Talk radio. I love talk radio. I think I was born for talk radio. I don't know. You guys let me know. Email me.
Yes, hi, I'd like to talk to Michael.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael, this is Jen from Ohio.
Karen?
It's Jen from Ohio.
Jen.
Yeah. Sky.
Oh, oh, Sky.
Yes.
Why? You sound so different.
I don't know.
Huh. That's good, though. I'm glad you got through. I didn't even hear the phone
ring. Yes, I am, too. You're a very, very busy man.
You didn't even hear the phone ring. I feel like I'm running the station.
Wow.
I wonder if they... maybe I'm in control of everything here.
Oh, that's a scary thought.
I think Don might have went back to sleep.
Oh.
But, all right. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
And how do I sound? Loud and clear and upbeat and happy?
You sound good. You sound happy.
Doing well and cleared up and looking forward to the future.
Beautiful.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know if you heard me announce that I'm going to start doing guests.
Yes, I did.
On my show, I'm excited about it. I always wanted to do a little bit of a talk radio or show host. And I said, I'm never going to get a chance to do it because all they want to do is get readings. And I don't blame them. And I said, how am I going to get out of this? So it was given to me in a dream, really. Do it from 2 to 2:30. And you get an hour of readings before the guests and a half hour after the guests. So.
That is so exciting.
Maybe it'll satisfy everybody and keep them listening, and because there's a lot of things I want to touch on. I have a lot of interest, and like AIDS and mental health and different charities, and, you know.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, different situations.
Yeah.
All right, Jen. Now,
can I ask
you
a question?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't really done that before,
yeah,
but... I'm in a relationship, and there seems to be a block.
Oh, man, I was just going to go there. You didn't have to ask the question. Just before you said that, I said, Jen, I was going to say, Jen, I'm going to relationships. and that there's a blockage or there's some type of issue here. Because I was getting a wall or a blockage and being interfering in... you know, I get a feeling you get through it, but... Does this guy got to go somewhere? Or do something? Does he travel or go on a journey? Or
he does travel. It's part of his work. And he's an extremely busy man. He's got a whole lot on his plate right now.
Because I remember him being in the last reading, and it was really... looking good, really, actually.
Right. And actually, nothing's changed since then, except for I'm not getting a whole lot of communication from him.
Yep. That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm feeling. And the reason I'm feeling that is because how busy he is.
Right.
He is a busy man.
Yes, he is.
And I think he's got something special coming up, some kind of a journey or an adventure of some kind.
Oh.
And it's on his mind. It really is. It seems like you guys bonded at a time in his life where he's got a lot of manifesting and creating going on. And it's almost like one particular thing that's got his attention. I don't know if this is a move or a relocation or it's a further journey than he's used to. Or is a journey with something new and different than what he's used to, but there is something catching his attention.
Okay.
And it's interfering with him and you.
Mm-hmm.
But not in a bad way or in a negative way, but it's taking time and energy and juice away from you.
Right.
But I feel like he get through it. I do feel like, is he very spiritual or in a group or an organization? Did you meet in a...
I didn't. I met him actually online.
Okay. Is there some kind of a group or church or something special he belongs to? Or or an interest that you two have together? Or just...
We do the same type of work. I mean, it's not exactly the same, but it's along the same lines.
Yeah.
We're not in the same group or anything.
I feel like he... Well, that's really towards the end of May, too, so I'm going to... I'll go to... I feel like he's creating some closure, too. Was it another relationship or a job that he's in a transition on? Or?
Oh, my gosh. He's... I think his relationship ended about a year ago.
Okay.
And I know that she is in his workplace environment.
Okay.
And so she just moved back into his workplace environment.
Oh.
So, you know, there very well could be some closure there.
Yeah.
His job is changing. His house is up for sale. There's actually very little stable in his life right now.
Oh, that's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Right from the get-go, I just knew that you were going to ask me this, and they're giving me exactly what I need to know. It's and a lot of it's good. I feel like he needs some advice. Some advice, or he may need some extra advice.
Okay.
Or professional advice. So keep an eye on that for him. If he seems like he's getting confused or overwhelmed,
uh-huh.
You might want to suggest, hey, look, you know, maybe you should talk to a lawyer or an accountant or a clergy or somebody that's professionally and not involved.
Mm-hmm.
And because I feel like there may be a need for advice, and it's because I'm being overwhelmed. So just keep an eye on that. But I feel like it's all good, all the changes that are up in the air. I feel like they're all good, and he's going to eliminate a lot of baggage and negativity.
Okay.
In his life, so he's actually in an upheaval that's gonna benefit him once he gets through all the shockwaves.
Okay.
But it's really keeping him busy and preoccupied, and he's not really at his best right now.
Right.
Because of everything that's up in the air.
Yeah, he's admitted that.
Yeah, and like I said, he should delegate or seek some advice once it gets a little too deep, because he might start doubting himself or overwhelming himself, and it could affect you and him. So do be, you know, stay on top of that. You might want to guide him sneakily, manipulate him, or guide him into the right direction.
Okay.
You know, maybe you should talk to somebody here that knows what they're doing. So keep that in mind.
That was kind of the basis of my question. Is I think I have a way that we can keep in touch, and yet he can continue to do what he needs to do.
Good.
And it would be kind of manipulating the situation, and I was wondering if that's the way to go.
I'm hearing to say that to you, and I think that kind of like my guides love to say something that you're about to say or think, and it's exactly what I heard, manipulate and kind of like guide the situation and through ways that you know, and in a good thing to help him kind of be aware of how to handle things that's going on around him, because he's going to take on a lot. I mean, moving, relocating, new job, this and that, and then your relationship. So there's a lot going on there. And I'm hearing that he's going to get a good deal. As far as moving or relocating or home or property, he's on the verge of getting a real good deal.
So you think it'll sell then?
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing awesome with the real estate. I didn't even know he's selling something, you said?
He's selling his house.
Oh, okay.
He's going back and forth with it, but it is on the market currently.
Okay, because I'm hearing good news with the real estate, real good news with real estate. And,
okay.
You know, it's like, you know, what else you want me to say to you? You know, good news with real estate. That's how they act, you know. So I'm hearing that, something with the property, good news with it. Even competition, there may even be a few takers or a couple of people involved all wanting it. So you may even have some leverage there.
Wow.
And I feel like at his end, things are better too. He gets what he needs wherever he goes, property-wise, real estate-wise.
Oh, good.
And there's a joint, the partnerships look good. Yeah, he's even craving it right now, somebody else to help him, or to be with him or to share. So he's very thankful for you and wishes he was more conscious of it and had the energy and the time that all these other things are taking up. And he's welcoming. And then there's going to be the other people in his life. Like, I don't know if it's business partners or coworkers, or he wants to do something with you or pull you into it. So you may even see this developing. He might even say, hey, come move with me, or I have a job for you, or there's a joining of forces here, and I feel like it's successful.
Mm-hmm.
So between now and the end of May, you may see some of this surfacing or developing. So
okay.
keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
Okay, there might be a joining of the forces, and I feel like it would work well. It would be successful. And then from there, I mean, things are about to let loose and settle with him? By the end of May, will his job have changed, and would he have been moved already? Is it going to be that soon?
Anything is possible. I think that's entirely possible. His job is actually up for bids, and the job changed. So he actually lost it, but there's something along the same lines that he applied for in the same company.
Oh.
He's hoping to get that, and the news should be by the end of the month.
Oh. So it's right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on the money, then. Because that's by the end of May, a lot of this is played out or very hot and heavy. And it gets better, too. It goes well, and it's good for you guys. I do feel that you guys continue to do well. Stressed and strained, but doing well and still there, which is a good sign. Because if you can go through this, you can go through anything, you know, and it's tested by fire type thing, you know. And I do feel like he might have to go ahead of you or go first. I'm hearing like he has it's going to turn into a journey or an adventure with him, so I don't know how he's going to do it, but, I mean, he's going to go off on his own and get reestablished and then reconnect, or you're going to stay connected, but I feel like he might have to go first and look and see and then maybe come back and go back again, but there is some type of journey in for him, moving and traveling, even above and beyond and connected to the changes that are going on. So I would expect this him to be even more busier and even to have to go away more than usual. So the journeys are definitely going to increase.
Wow.
And you don't want to let it affect it. He sees if you handle this well. I wouldn't let it affect the relationship.
Okay.
Or put a strain on it, because it might be a sign to him that,
okay,
you know, if he sees that you're handling all the moving around and stress and things that are going on, if you're handling it well, it could impress him and make a difference. So
okay.
It would be a benefit to and to being agreeable and to open. I feel like there are some things still even that could become an issue down the road between the two of you. It's like your beliefs or your lifestyles or the one smoke, one drink. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
oh, Mike, you just hit it so on the head.
What is it, smoking or drinking?
I'm smoking, and I'm trying to quit because he hates it.
Oh, because I'm hearing this. She better change her lifestyle, and they're showing me. You know, when spirit guides communicate, they're kind of limited, so they were flashing alcohol, cigarettes, the other things, so I would know that it was lifestyle or habit, and so keep that in mind, because I think it's an issue.
Okay.
And quit smoking. I quit a month ago.
Did you?
Everybody, put your cigarettes out. Put them out. Use visualization. But I did. I quit a month ago, and I do feel a hell of a lot better. And saving a lot of money, too. I wish I would have did it a year ago. But anyway, there is an issue there with the cigarettes. I think it bothers them, And he wishes it wasn't so, and if it wasn't so, it would be much more better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In his mind.
Right.
Some people it wouldn't bother or affect, but in other people it does.
Right.
And so it would make a difference with him if he didn't have to maybe smell it or taste the cigarettes. I don't know. But it must have been talked about or joked about between you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So keep that in mind. But I feel like that being worked on and overcome.
Oh, good.
And people agreeing. So you might even see yourself quitting.
I'm trying.
I can almost feel you quitting for him.
Wow.
So, and he would be a good motivator. So.
Mm.
Okay. And stay traditional. It seems like he's kind of like a traditional type guy. Too off the wall or too crazy might... he tends towards more of the tried, the true, and traditional, and upright. He's a good man, good, solid, strong man. He's got a good head on his shoulders, good emotions, good mind. I'm hearing delays and glitches in the road are being done away with, so I don't know if there was something, he was waiting for something to go away or to go through. But I feel like there's some walls being dropped, and he's able to move forward. So they keep saying the delays. Tell her that the delays are being done away with. So maybe there's something he's been, him or you have been waiting for to come through, and it finally comes through. And it helps with the situation, too. So that's about it, Jen. Quite a bit there I got out. That's about it. I got some numbers I can give you.
Okay.
I got a 7. I got a 2. I got 12. And 5. And I'm also feeling, Jen, that use the force, use the spirit, use your inner knowing, and incorporated into this relationship.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah. Use spirit. I keep hearing say use spirit, and it was with everything, really. Even with the cigarettes, it's incorporate spirit.
Wow.
Guidance. Rely on spirit guidance. I'm hearing Mercury. Something with Mercury. Why are they saying Mercury? Watch Mercury for some reason. I don't know. Is there a retro coming up?
Uh-oh. I hate when that happens.
This is something new to me. It's just, all of a sudden, I heard Watch Mercury. So, pay attention to Mercury. I don't know what it's doing right now, but keep an eye on it. If it's a retro going on or some kind of a significance with the things moving forward in the relationship. So keep an eye on that.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Jen, thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care
Thanks.
Of yourself.
Mm, bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to know more about me, I'm Michael Goger, michaelgoger.com, www.michaelgoger.com. It's been upgraded. There's a lot of more info at my site. I will be highlighting and announcing my radio show guests at my website. I'm going to build, if you're a guest on my show, we're going to build a promo page so everybody can go and see who's going to be a guest on my show and what it's all about. So that's an added feature. And the message boards are working. I got MySpace linked there. I got PalTalk linked there. I got my Yahoo group linked there. And my website mailing list. So www.michaelgoger.com. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. My name is Harpreet. I'm calling from Ohio.
What's your name?
Harpreet.
Free?
Harpreet. H-A-R-P-R-E-E-T.
Who? I can barely hear you. Maybe you can speak up, or is it...
Sure. It's Harpreet. Harpreet.
Oh, okay. Now that's better, but you're from Chicago.
No, Ohio.
Ohio, and your name is?
Harpreet.
Wow. I can't catch what your name is. Did you call last week and we went through this too? With your name, I'm sorry. But your accent is getting in the way of my ear. I do have some hearing issues too.
Oh, that's fine. I guess again, it's Harpreet. H-A-R-P-R-E-E-T. Harpreet.
H-E-R.
P-R.
P-R.
E-E. And then T.
Wow. I think it's a block. I think it's me, and I think it's a spiritual block. It's weird. But anyway, welcome to the show, and let me jump into your reading. You've been listening to me read?
Yeah.
You've been listening to the show? You're a regular listener, or?
Yeah, I do listen off and on.
Okay. And you're calling from Chicago. Another Chicago call.
No, it's not Chicago. It's Ohio.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Why am I doing this? The minute I said hello to you, I started experiencing misfires. Don't panic. But you must do that to people. You must be high energy and full of surprises.
Okay. I don't know what that.
Let's see. What am I getting here for you? Very interesting. I feel like I just experienced some problems with friend or family or in the workplace or there's an upset of some kind going on. Is this ringing the bell for you?
Actually, I'm trying to change jobs, so that could be the reason why.
Okay. Are you changing because of upset or drama or bad energy or?
Well, I'm changing mainly because I don't like this place. I want to move somewhere with a vest, something like that. And also, like, you know, for a better salary and stuff. I actually joined this job about 2.5 months ago, so not
okay.
That old.
Okay. And what happened 2.5 months ago?
I switched jobs, so I moved to Ohio and took a new job here.
Okay. That's probably what I'm feeling. I feel, and this was like two and a half months ago.
Right, in February, mid-February, actually.
Yeah. You're on the verge of things getting better. I don't know if you've been feeling like you're out of place or where you don't feel right or it's been too stressful or too active or I just feel things are going to get much calmer for you.
Okay,
for some reason. And you're going to start feeling happier and more at home. I'm getting more of an at-home feeling. Maybe you were homesick or was missing where you came from.
Sometimes I can feel homesick, yep.
Okay, and I feel like that's going to get better, okay?
Okay.
It's going to get better with time, and eventually it won't be an issue no more for you. So keep that in mind. I'm also feeling that very strong with the health and my nerves and my focus and my energy is all improving. I'm feeling friendships are becoming more significant and growing with you. I almost want to say it must be a day for moms. Did your mom cross? Is she in spirit?
No, I mean, my mom is alive, but she lives in a different country. She lives in India.
Okay. Is there anything going on with that right now with her?
I mean, things are kind of, slightly affectional with my mom, basically.
I'm feeling a lot of mom stuff here. I don't know, are you going to see her? Is she coming to see you, or...?
We did talk about that, so she might, but I'm not sure about that right now. She might.
Okay. Maybe I'm picking up on the conversations, but I do feel that you guys are going to eventually work out being together somehow. So it's like it's an issue, or you're going to make it happen one way or another. Like I've been thinking about it or planning it or it's on my mind. So keep in mind there is hope there, and the prayers are being heard. Okay. Just a special connection to Mom. How's Mom's health? Was there problems with her health?
Yes, there are, basically. She was quite unhealthy for a year, and she still is.
Yeah.
So she's taking medications and stuff for that, yeah.
Okay, so I'm feeling some help and improvements coming to Mom, too, with her help.
Okay.
Like you might have wanted to hear it or needed to hear it, so there, I'm bringing it through. There are improvements with Mom's health, and things get a little easier there for you. Friends are becoming an issue and are going to comfort and help me. So there's going to be some friends coming through for you between now and the end of May. So look for friends and rely on them and seek them out. A lot of comfort and help coming from them. Is there a relationship developing with you or a marriage or an engagement? Does it make sense?
Right now, no, because right now I'm not in a relationship. I actually broke up from a relationship around the same time, 2.5 months ago.
Okay.
But, I do have, it could be possible, in the next year or so, engagement or something like that. But right now there aren't any,
Right now there is nobody, and you just went through a split.
Right. I went through a split about 3
okay.
months ago.
Okay. That's going to become more manageable for you, and there is somebody. I feel you're not going to be alone long. I wouldn't even be surprised if by, say, the end of May, there may be somebody new in your life or developing. So keep an eye out for that.
Okay.
And if you see it developing, run with it. It may come through family and friends, a friend of a friend, somebody introducing you. So keep an eye out for that. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting children. Something's strong with children. I don't know if there's more children coming to the family or you do have children already, but there is children. Are you a teacher?
No, I'm not a teacher.
Do you work with children? Or?
Nope, not at all.
Interesting. A lot of children.
I don't have any children.
Yeah, and you don't have any either.
Right, much alone.
Interesting. It may even be a teacher coming to you, so keep your eyes open for a teacher.
Okay.
Because I keep hearing teacher, and working with children, so it may be somebody that's coming to you, so keep an eye out for that. It might make some sense later on down the road. Let me see here. Rely on friends. Friends are going to be important. They keep saying friends. Pay attention to your friends because they're going to be very important in you becoming comfortable and happy and satisfied. So, and this could be like a future mate or getting rid of being homesick. So keep that in mind as your friends increase and become significant, so will your comfort. I keep going back. I think I was more homesick than I wanted to admit because I keep going back to memories with family and friends of the past, and there's going to be some activity with either family or friends from the past and from the world that you came from between now and the end of May. So keep this in mind. It's either family or friends contacting you or interacting with you somehow. So expect this. And I think it would be good for you. Okay? And I'm also feeling like I'm going to fall back on some type of skill or know-how or training that I had or something that I learned or did in the past. And I'm using it again, and I'm using it to help me in the future. So kind of like reevaluate where you've been and what you were doing and how you can use it again to help you. Because there's something from your past that you can use to help you in the future. And I feel like it's skills and training and know-how. So keep that in mind as you're trying to get ahead and do whatever it is you want to do.
Okay.
You have the training, you got the know-how, and it might even be something that you even forgot about or something that you did a long time ago. And if you bring it back to life and dust it off, it can help you. So keep that in mind, too. And I'm also getting a reunion. I do feel as though I am with my family. And there may be talk of it in activity or plans by the end of May, or invites or even plans. But I do feel like there's manifesting of a reunion. And I'll be back with my family or loved ones or close friends or people from the past. So if you get any invites to a reunion or to a gathering where people from the past are going to be there, make sure you go to it, because it's going to be very helpful.
Okay.
It'll be beneficial for you. I'm hearing happy gathering, and it's people that I know and I used to know, and they're from my past. So keep that in mind, too. I keep getting reach back, dwell on your past, and your meditations. Go through your memories in the past. There's something there that you're missing, too. Something that can... someone or something from your past that can help you now in the present, or you're struggling with some type of issue, and somebody from the past holds a key. I don't know if you know what this is, but focus on the people and the experiences that you had from the past, because I'm getting a key, and there's a key between the connection here with your future and with your past, so... Keep this
in what
mind.
Area, in spiritual area or in the professional area?
What was that?
In what area, like more on the spiritual side or more on the professional side? Or
I'm getting in your new life, your new, you just recently relocated and changed jobs, right?
Right.
And you're trying to get reestablished mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually,
right.
Really. So I feel like there's people and experiences from where you used to be that can help you get reestablished or make something better. Okay, so it could go to your workplace and your relationships and your friends. So keep that in mind. Almost like a friend knows a friend and they kind of like help you get established where you are now.
Okay.
So pay attention to your friends and your family and your coworkers when it comes to getting reestablished where you are, because that's where your allies are going to be. That's where the answers are, the answers to some of your new problems and your new questions. You understand?
Yep.
Okay. And what's that?
I said, do you see me like moving to a different city or a different place in the near future?
I do in a way. They're not coming right out and showing me a move or relocating, because maybe it's farther off than you want it to be.
Okay.
But I do feel that eventually you'll be in an area where you have access to your loved ones and to happiness at the same time. And what I'm trying to say is they're either with you or you're with them and everybody is satisfied. Now, if you don't have that now where you are, I do believe you're going to manifest a move and a relocating. And it's going to be where you are satisfied and happy, and the people that you love and that are close to you are satisfied and happy. And I don't think you have that right now.
Right.
I think there's a lot of things that need to be done and undone with you before your loved ones and you can be totally satisfied. And I believe it's going to be a move involved for that to happen. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's too far down the road to even talk about right now. I'd like to give you something that's going to help or happen within the next 30 days. And right now you need to get adjusted to where you are and to get stable before you can start manifesting and moving on. And it's going to come from whatever friends and family and allies you have right now where you are. You're going to need them. You're going to rely on them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got some numbers for you.
Okay.
I got a 9,
okay.
A 6, a 19,
okay.
A 10. And I hope I helped you. I hope I touched on something that you called for anyway and was hoping to hear.
We sure did. Thanks a lot for your time.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Bye. Thank you.
Okay, everybody.
All right.
What's up, Don?
How are you, my friend? You know, we're not going to take any more calls today, folks, only because I need to, you know, I need to ask Mike something really bizarre, and I'm going to do it.
Wow.
How you doing?
What are you going to ask me?
You know, I'll tell you.
Is it personal?
Well, not really. It's just weird because every time, you know, I work so hard I barely have time for anybody,
okay.
Even my family. Now, boy, these phone calls are not going to stop. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to do something about that. There we go. Okay. Folks, you won't be able to ring in. You just won't get anybody at this point.
Okay.
Well.
Listen to the show, everybody. Well, maybe you're not going to fire me, are you?
Oh, heck no. Okay, you're fired.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, Michael, we don't need you anymore.
No, actually, what happened was... the last time my wife and kids went out to meet the folks, they leave me alone for a few days. Now, that's impossible because I've got 5 animals, a llama, dogs, cats, and then I'm trying to run the business and look after everything. It's really extremely difficult if she's not here. She's my right arm.
Tell me about it.
Now, when she's gone, she leaves for 4 or 5 days at a time. Last time she left to visit her mother, my dog gave birth.
Wow.
And it had 8 pups all over a brand new bed, ruined the bed, ruined the room, ruined the carpet, ruined everything. Now, she decides to leave this weekend. Guess who just gave birth? Douglas's little dog on the brand new couch. And folks, you don't get this stuff out of a couch. So, and I'm sitting here, you know, I just saw this and I thought, you know, how could the synchronicity do this to me? I just don't, and that's what I'd like you to explain to me, because I went upstairs, the stink on, I'm just sitting here in awe, really.
In awe?
Yeah, I just don't get it, you know, I just don't get it.
Well, you know what, it happens. You know, sometimes we're given these things. These things actually happen to slow us down.
You know, they must.
They do.
So that we can smell the flowers, maybe. But, you know, I'm so busy, I just don't want to smell the flowers right now.
Yeah, and I know. I went through it today. Just before the show, I was switching computers and moving furniture, and I said, I don't believe this. I said, I got to do psychic readings for 2 hours, and I'm moving furniture. I should be in a temple sniffing incense. But
yeah, you and me both.
These things are given to us to slow us down, Don, and to bring us back to where knowing that everything happens for a reason and we got to slow down.
You know, I know you're right. You know? I absolutely deep down know you're right, but it still pisses me off.
I know. Not only that, the cleaning bill. You got a shampooer?
No, it's toast. Believe me, when you have animal birth.
Yeah.
Into a couch or into anything, it's toast.
I know.
Toast.
I know.
My mom just bought me that couch. I hope she's not listening.
I would clean it with a shampooer, but I understand what it would look like and what it would.
But see, the material is a new kind of material.
Yeah. I know.
You know, and I always tell my folks, don't go extreme. Don't buy me anything. I have kids. They're going to make it look old in a day. Anyways, but you know, they love their kids and they want to do something nice and you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I often
now I got a nice couch with birth on it.
Well, I would clean it.
No, it was since last night. I mean, it's now totally ruined.
Well, we always had secondhand furniture or hand-me-downs, and I often wondered why.
Now you know.
Every time I see a cat throwing up on my couch, or clawing it, or a grandchild jumping on it, I say, that's why. It's not time yet.
Oh, I'm just all stuffed. I mean, that smell.
Yeah.
It's a roughie.
It is.
Yeah.
So how you doing? Are you happy with my performance?
I love you, Mike. You're doing fabulous. Pardon me.
Yeah? We got the track.
You're going to hear me sniffle up a bit. I got this. Boy.
You're rough in the morning.
Oh, I was rough this morning. That's why. Now you know that's why, because I woke up to that. And I didn't know what to do. I had to get you on the air at 10 this morning. I let the other animals out. They're jumping all over these.
And the first thing I say to you is, you want to cancel? Ain't I something?
Yeah, but I never cancel.
You never do.
No.
You are a trooper.
I figure that the people are worth it. I truly do. My little idiosyncrasies and things can wait.
You're a trooper. You always, I always say to you, let's cancel. Because we had some dramas, you or me or whatever was going on.
We never had dramas, did we?
Had our dramas? But you weren't focused and you were groggy and...
Oh, you mean in the morning? Some mornings...
When we're getting ready to go on. There was, in the past, too, there was a few things.
Oh, yeah. In the morning, see, I get up in the morning, folks, and I've got six computers. Well, seven in the house. So I check the computers. Well, I lock everything up. Right. I come down, and the door is open. I'm thinking, how did the door go open? Because I specifically, folks, believe me, I'm the guy who actually locks a door behind him, car door. I would actually train myself to stop locking things.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible. I lock things so consistently.
This
door was locked. To come down, it's open. Computers are off.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, that's a little bizarre. And every time I come down the daily is always off. It's not streaming. And I'm thinking, something's got to be a little bizarre here. So every time I get up in the morning and I check things tend to be a little out of place.
Wow.
And that, I'm trying to get a grip on that. Like, why, what, how, what's causing it?
Yeah.
And it's always these little things, bring about a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good, buddy. That's good. It's great.
Somebody else have it. Great stuff.
You're fantastic, though. You do a lot of good, buddy.
Oh, well, I love doing it.
BDS is genius, and it's spiritual, and that's a good combination. You're doing a lot of good for a lot of people, and it's only going to get bigger and better.
Well, I love what we do.
I'm so proud of BBS and you and the energy, and it's really a shining light in my life. I'm very happy with it and very proud of it.
I love it, too. I couldn't be the person I am without it.
I want to do more of it.
It has brought me to a whole new understanding of love.
Yeah, sure it has. Sure it has. And you look over the shows, you got like, 78 talk shows now. And every one of them is unique and interesting.
We have 279, I think, people now that have requested to be hosts that we have yet to get back to.
Wow.
Oh, like I said, it's great stuff. It really is.
It is.
But we now have to manage it.
Yeah, I know.
And that's another trick.
You're doing a good job of it.
Trying to keep a sense of humor and a lot of fun, because it truly is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. I can see that. Because I know I'm enjoying the little bit that I do, which is, and you know what I mean? Because there's so much going on here, you can't even keep up with it in a way.
I can't even keep up with it.
I come here every day and look around, and I can feel it. The energy is just expanding.
We have so many agreements on the table right now. I mean, we have agreements from one company to another, from one country to another, and nobody has the time to go through them.
Excellent.
Well, it is when we have the time to, really, there's so much. It's wonderful stuff.
You'll get through it.
Oh, we will. I have no doubt.
You'll get through it. And like I said, I could retire soon. I might be a big part of it even.
You're already a big part of it.
They might, like everyday thing or day and night. Helping you more somehow.
Absolutely, Mike. I'm going to need it.
I'm in a major change in my life right now. I'm going to be a free man in 3 months, so... all different types of ideas on the board here. Now I got an office back, and my time is going to double. My exposure to the public is going to double.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, I can do readings anytime now. I got a private little space where I can go, and everything I need is in it. So,
yeah.
I haven't had this in like 10 months, so I'm excited about that. All right, buddy. So you got the Reverend Leonard coming up next?
We have Reverend Barb Leonard. And she's going to be up with the only online chapel in existence, folks. Believe it. It's the only online chapel on the Internet.
Yep.
On Internet radio. It's a first.
Isn't that something?
It's beautiful. And I love Reverend Barbara Leonard because, you know, when we talk about wisdom and love and
I
combining the two,
yeah.
Now you know who Barb is.
Yeah. I feel that with her when I look at her picture. She looks like a very sweet lady. And
she has,
what she does. Very
she has the practical wisdom, the experience, and the love, and yet the psychic ability that's extreme.
Awesome.
Yeah,
and there's nothing like combining it with the word.
Right on.
Chewing on the word. I love it.
Exactly.
One of my favorite experiences, being in a group of spiritual charged people and talking about the word. It's really a fantastic feeling.
I'm telling you, there's nothing like service. And that, again, is service. It all comes back. There's nothing makes us feel better than when we touch somebody and they smile because of it.
That is the truth. Amen. What a way to end the show. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
That's what the Master said. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you.
It's really not all that complex.
It's simple.
The simplicity of it is...
It's simple.
Yeah.
It's simple. Help somebody, share your love, and remember, you're looking in a mirror, so smile.
That's right.
You know?
That's
smile.
Right.
You know?
I love you, buddy.
All right, bud. Thank you, and I'll see you next week. I'll have a guest at 2:00.
All right.
1.5 hour. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to keep the readings coming. So don't anybody worry about not getting read. It's going to happen. All right?
All right.
Take care, and I'll see you next week. Thank you, Don. Good night. Goodbye, everybody.